Jonathan Pring says he wasn't trying to put himself at the center of such a heated debate, but as a gun owner, he felt it was a small way he could do his part.
When Jonathan Pring posted these images on Facebook, showing the moment he went from current gun owner to former gun owner, he expected some response, but now knows exactly what it feels like to go viral.
I didn't wake up yesterday planning to be like the poster child, the local Phoenix poster child for the American gun debate, but that is what seems to have become of me.
The pictures show Pring willingly handing over his firearms,
a big old machine gun,
and a pistol to a uniformed Phoenix police officer in the living room of his Phoenix home. Pring, who's a dual citizen of the U.S. and Britain, says he decided to give up his guns after seeing the horror that unfolded in Las Vegas.
Here we have this mass tragedy of guns. And I was like, you know what? I would hate that to happen to my family. And it suddenly made me think how ridiculous this whole gun debate is in America. So one immediate thing that I could do was hand over my guns. I'm one less civilian that has guns.
Hundreds, then thousands of people shared the post. At first, Pring says the feedback was all positive.
And then it got really quite scary. I had several thousand comments, and overwhelmingly they were negative. And I started to get many death threats. And as a result, we've left Phoenix. For a few days.
The backlash also led Pring to take down the post.
I tried to be really diplomatic in what I wrote. I didn't want to alienate people. I didn't want to make this about me.
And while he's disappointed how things turned out, Pring does not regret giving up his guns.
Pring says he did think about selling or even pawning his guns, but felt that wasn't the right thing to do.